The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, according to most Rishonim, the tenth Nisoyin is the Akedah. But Rabbeinu Yoina, in his Pirishon Avos, learns, no, that the tenth Nisoyin is actually Kvura Sora. So it's interesting. Most Rishonim learn that the height of Avram Avinu's Amidah B'Nisoyin is Taka the Akedah, which is a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh Kipshutoi. How does that register that the tenth, the ultimate, is this Mice of Kvura Sora? So I heard once of Shat, Dafka with this little Nisoyan, when you know, you figured after the Akedah, things are going to be ready, you already did your 10 Nisoyanis, and then you have to patchkev it with a Vissel Arba Meir Shekel, and they have to deal with Ephraim. Sometimes Dafka that, a person, you know, he loses it, you know? And the Amidah bin Nisoyan here is that Avraham Avinu, even by this Nakuda. A lot of this from talk about the fact, they explain, V'hosser sotanu faneinu me'achareinu, because the past is, according to Chazal, Sora'am imenu was nifteres, because of the Besura of the Akedah. Which you have to understand, the Maisa Mitzacheni, the Pasuk says before, Shnei Chayei Sora, that this is Taka, the amount of years her allotted time was to live. But, doch, the Maisa Shehoya was that the Sotan came and told her about the Akedah, and she was Nefteris from the Besura. So that would maybe lead Avraham Avinu to have a Charota, or hear her. And that's the Amidah ben Esoyin, Lefaneinu Umeachareinu, that afterwards also not to for Patshkit. Taking pasuk shnei chayei Sora, so I saw there's an interesting pshat. Sora's life can be broken in Bemis into two parts: until she was 90, when she didn't have children at all yet, and then separately, the last 37 years of her life, when she finally had a child, and then Yitzchak was nifter. She was nifter by the basura of Yakedi. Yitzchak was 37. That's the last 37 years of her life. Sora lives to 127. Vayiyu, Zok the Balaturim, is Gematria 37. Vayiyu, Chayei Sara. There was a Bazundara Chiyas that happened after Leidas Yitzchak. The Medrash Rabbah starts off in the Parsha, Rabbi Kiva Hayyoshe Vidoirish, Vatsivor Mitznamnein, Bikesh Lo'oiron. Rabbi Kiva was darshaning and he saw the Oilam was falling asleep and he wanted to be Mo'oir them. So he said, Omar, Rabbi Kiva says, Ma Ra Esther Shetim Lechal Kupchov Zayin Medimis. Why was Esther Zoicha to be on 127 Medinas? It says in the Megillah. Tovay Esther, she was Bito Shel Sora Imeinu She Choisa May of Esrim Sheva Shaman. Since she's an Oranical of Sora who lived 127 years, so that's why Esther was Zoicha to 127 Medinas. What's the Shaychas? Rabbi Kiva saying a connection between Sora, between Esther. There's a vitz that there's a nusach that if you see the oilam is farshlof and always a good vart on the Megillus Esther and the vexach of the oilam, that's bikesh lo'oiron, you say epis of a vart on Purim. It always works. Most of the time. But I heard a different shot. We know that Laila is sometimes people think it's for sleeping. Aber be'emes lo yivra Laila elu l'girsa, the ikr steiging of a person that tarish b'al peh avad is ba'layla. Dafka by Meiriv, we say v'nismach v'divrei soirosecha. By Shachar, you don't say v'nismach. The simcha is by the simcha of Teresh Balpeh, which is balayla. The brach of Avas Oilam by Meiriv by night is the brach on Teresh Balpeh. The hesped of Avraham on Sora was v'atokam bo'oid loyla. Had Sora not been that bechina of v'atokam bo'oid loyla, she just did days, that's only half the job. And then Esther would have only been zeichet 63 and a half medinas. Aber. Vibalt, Esther was Zoicha to 127, it's Bishchus that Sora was Vatokim Ba'oid Laila. And that's what Rabbi Kiva wanted to be Moira. And some people are a Bechina of Laila Bayoim, they're falling asleep by the Shir. This is what Rabbi Kiva wanted to be Moira. I saw a different pshat also though. What's the pshat? It says Esther was, pshat in this Rabbi Kiva, in this Medrash. Esther was Zoicha to 127 Medinas. So why is it 127 Medinas? She was the queen of the whole world. The whole civilization. So Ruftas Engrois Medina, Engrois America. But why does it have to be Oiskot Delta that it's Meiv Esam Meshev Medina? Amola was Meiv Esam Meshev Medina. Now it's one Grois Medina. Pshat is no. Avada, these 127 Medinas, every Medina had a different style, a different nusach, a different sprach, a different hanhoga. It was separate. And the same thing you have to know with Sarah's 127 years. Avada, Rashi says, Kulam Shavim Latoiva, but this is a person that has to know every year. Sends you its pekala, what you're going to deal with that year, what the challenges are going to be, what the milas are going to be, what you're going to be going through. It's not one big... You have to know. And then the mile is to be kulam shavim l'toyva. That Esther was shaylat on everything. Sarah was kulam shavim l'toyva. But to realize that it's tog teglich. It's separate. Vayovi Avram lispoid l'sarah v'levkoysa be'emes. It's mavur, if you make the cheshbon, that Terach had just died also. Avram Avinu was mamish now coming from his father's levaya. Vayovi Avram, shteit afilu in the... In one of the Mepharshim, Vayovei Avram, Vayovei is the letters Oviv, and Avram is Mehar Bo, that he had come also from, he just came from Har Maria, from the Akeda, but also he had just come from his father's Levaya. And that's why, the Emes it says, Vayovei Avram lispoi glisorah v'levkoiso, is a beautiful word of Yenis, and Ibich he says like this, he says, the Gemara says in Moed Kotten that the first 3 days is Bechi, and then is Hesped. So why over here did he start with Hesped and then Bechi? Because he had just come from his father's Leviah. If he would right away start with Bechi, they would think it's the Bechi owed from the Leviah's Terach. He wanted to shtel avek that it's Kulei Beglal Sorrow. Now it's interesting, there's a Gansa Simon in Yeridea, in Simon Shin Dalad Mem, the Simon of Hilchas Hesped, that there's a Chiv to be Maspid, and there's a Goydel Schar, and if someone is not Maspid, Koroi, the famous Gemara, that it's Roy Koibre Bechaya, very stark of the Shoinus, that there's a Choyvas Hesped, and you're supposed to even be magzim a little bit, not too much. You're supposed to be moistif a little bit. The gedorim of Hilchas Hesped. Now, stay there on the Shulchan Aruch, Hasif Beis. Kesheim shemaspidim al ha'anoshim, kach maspidim al ha'anoshim. The same way there's a Hesped on a man, you also maspid a woman. The Goyin says in Bi'er Agra, the Makar is, he brings the Gemara in Megillah, that a few stories. Rafram gave a Hesped for his daughter-in-law, and there's another Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel wanted to show one day that it's not Rosh Chodesh. So the Nesa Imoy Shel Ben Zoza, and he made a hespin on Imoy Shel Ben Zoza, and he said, not because she's Roy, but because I want to show that it's not Rish Chayish. I was up to go, it's Meduk, and if she was Roy, then Avadi, you'd be masked on Imoy Shel Ben Zoza. So he's bringing Mekoyrish that you masked on an Isha. Mekoyrish that Avram Avinu on Sora is a hespin by Levkoysa. So the Teretz is Pasha, that's a husband. That the husband is masked on his wife Zicha, that wasn't what the Goyin was looking for. The Goyin was looking for a Mekor, that there's even other people are maspid on Isha. That was the chiddush. That's what he was looking for. Karsh Magamil was maspid on Imashel Ben Zoza, but Avadir Avram was maspid on his wife. That Avadir. Shteitot and Vayter in the simon. If someone is mitzaveh to not be maspid him, someone leaves a tzavah, you shouldn't be maspid. Shoynimun. So the Pesach Tshuva brings a whole lidden over there. What if it's a god lador? They bring over the Maisa, the Pnei Yeshua left over at Tzavah. Pesach Yeshua brings, Pnei Yeshua was left at Tzavah not to be Maspid. And the Noid Bihu, the Doch, was Maspid. He said, he's Rashke Bahag, he's Maspid. There was a similar Maisa of Yitzchak Blazer, left over at Tzavah not to be Maspid. And the Rabbani Yerushalayim had a nidin if they should yell, listen to the Tzavah not. And Rav Shmuel Salant, who was the Rav Yerushalayim, then he said he wanted to be machmer, that there was a tzavah not to be maspid. And then Rav Chaim Berlin was there, he said, the tzavah said not to be maspid. Or, but Bechi didn't say the tzavah not. So he started a hesped and he said, the matarado is Bechi. It's under a din. It says that it's a Chof Zeira because the Maisa, there was also the Levi of Bito. We'll see later, Behemshev, that there was the Sesugi of Avram Avinu had a daughter, Bakoil. Vatoma Sora Bikirias Arba. What was she doing there? Be'emes, they were living in Be'er Sheva. And Avram Avinu left to go to Har Maria to Yerushalayim for the Akeid. He didn't tell her. She didn't know about it till afterwards. What was she doing in Kiryat Arba? I saw brought down that Sora was a higher madrega of Nevoah even than Avram. Sora already knew also that the Mokam Kfurosim is supposed to be in Maris HaMachpelah. She went there. She wanted to be metapel with buying the kever. So it says here he's giving the hesped. The Medrash says that the hesped of Avram Avinu was the psukim of Eishes Chayil, Kapitel Lamed Aleph, in Mishle. Those psukim were the psukim of the divrei hesped of Avram and Sarah. So the Medrash says, "Understand, Dorsha Tzemer Upishtim." It's one of the psukim. Dorsha Tzemer Upishtim, Ben Yitzchak Liyishmol, that Avram Avinu was saying over in the Hesped that he was Makabal, what Sarah had told him to send away Yishmol. So I saw once the Pshat is because Yitzchak and Yishmol, it's Dorsha Tzemer Upishtim, that Yitzchak should mix with Yishmol is Shatness. You don't mix. Torah is Torah, and Ander is Achen is Ander is Achen. You don't make a Metzias that it's Torah mit Ander is Achen. State alein. You don't make Shatness. And that's what he was saying. Dor Shatzemer Upishtim, not to make a Shatness of Yitzchok mit Yishmol. I heard a different shot there. It's Dor Shatzemer Upishtim. The Gemara says in Dafdalin and Yevomis that there's a din of Esed Echalois to say that we learn that from Klein but Sitzis. Them is Avram had a dilemma. Again, and this is what the Medrash says. Dor Shatzemer Upishtim, sending away Yishmol. On one hand, Avraham Avinu says, Sarah was mitzavami, and Hashem told me to listen to Sarah, Shema b'koyla, to send away Yishmol. That's an essay. On the other hand, there's a law that Pasuk and Parshas say, Lo yuchal levaker esnua al pnei ben ha'ahuva. You're not supposed to be, Yishmol is taken from the snua, but he's the bachar. So Avraham Avinu learned for Dor Shatzemer Upishtim, he sees that essay doi chalois essay. That the essay, the tzivoy, to send away Yishmol and Hagar, is the essay which is doicha the loisa say of not being mevaka the pnei the bechor ben asnua. That's what it means. Dor shatzemer upishtim. The svarim write that ma'aras hamachpela, the mokan kvura, is a very miyuchad gemokim. It's machpela. It has a kefel hay. It has two hays. Because be'emes, the mokim of Ma'aras HaMachpela is the mokim of Chevroin, which is the mokim ha'chibur between Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Haba. Over there is an art where there's a chibur between Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Haba. And I heard once even it says Ma'aras HaMachpela was kafel because it was bayis va'aliyah al gaba. I heard once a pshat, be'emes, the derech klal, a person is nifter, and then the neshama is oila. The Shem always has Aliyah, and then eventually it's menatic from this world. But the Mokim Kvurasim of the Ovis, of Adam Rishon Ovis and the Ma'aras HaMachpela, it's Bayis va'Aliyah al Gabo. They're still there. This Bechina that most Tzaddikim, as the years go by, that they're Mis'ala and less Shayach to the Mokim where they will cover, Chevron is not like that. It's Yesheine Chevron. They're still there. It's Bayis va'Aliyah al Gabo. All the Aliyahs that they have is still in that place. And the reason is because it's Taka, a Mokim that's Mechaber, it's Kefel Hay. It's a mokum that Sai is shayich to the Oilam Ha'elyon and Sai is shayich to the Oilam Ha'tachtin. Now Avraham Avinu has to have a masu matoin with Ephraim. It's a murder of the Kazakh. They're called the Chitim, B'nei Ches. Ephraim is Lashon of Ofer. The B'nei Ches also is Lashon of Tachtin, the lowest level. Adam Arishin Be'etzim is the first one that's buried there. Is Be'etzim the Adam is Adam al Elyon. But because of the Chait, he falls down all the way, Mamash, down to the bottom, and it became an art that Shaykh to Ephraim, Lashon Ofar, Lashon Tachas. Avraham Avinu buying it now is Vatokom, it's bringing it back up. Meaning there was Be'emes, it went all the way down, and Adam Rishon, when he was in the Shvala Madrega, after the Chait, he gets buried down there. He was supposed to live Le'oilam, he was supposed to be Kulay in a different Madrega. Now he went down, Tachas, Ofar. Avraham Avinu redeeming it from Ephraim, from the B'nai Ches, is slowly starting the process of bringing back a Madrega. Now Avraham Avinu has a masumat with them, so Toich Advarim, it's interesting, he tells them, Nesi Alikim Ata B'Seichenu. So the Haflo, he says, what is it saying here in this chapter of Atari, Nesi Alikim Ata B'Seichenu? So the Haflo says, upon Yofas, a very nice chat, he says, there was a chakra of Atari, that Be'emes Ephraim was saying, maybe I should give it to my neighbor, Bar Metzra. Who says you're the one that deserves it? Maybe I'll din it to Bar Metzra, I have to give it to the Shechinim. So Ravinu answered back, no, Ger V'toyshev Anoichi, I also live here, I'm also a Shechin. And then Ephraim told him back, he says, anyways, you would deserve it, because the Hago Yismayim in Yishtei, that a Nossi, Talmud Chochem, Nossi, Melech, various things, is Yoytzim in a Klal to Bar Metzra. Nesi Eli Kemah to B'Sichinim. Saivi, you're not bounded by the Gedorim of Dina de Bar Metzra. And Avraham Avinu offers to buy it, Bekesef Mole. Everyone knows there's a famous Arachayim HaKadosh, which is a Pella Otzum. Because the Arachayim HaKadosh says that Bekesef Mole, he bought it with Arba Meyas Shekel, this special Matbeyas that's over La Soicher, Because Avraham Avinu knew that if he's going to abide with Kinyan Kesef, it's going to be Aino. Because the emes is, the truth is, and that's the Umayis Ada Yoyim keep on saying, who says you have a right to this place? Avraham Avinu bought it, but it's Aino. It's not the right price. It's a priceless Makan. It's worth billions of dollars. What's this Arba Meis? Terah says he bought it with Chalipin. And by Chalipin, there's no Aino. He didn't buy it with Kesef. He used Matbeis that are Oiver Lesecha, that have it in Kli. And he bought it with Chalipin. A whole shtickle the Aruch Haim says. Pella, awesome, Kenegat, Gemara. In Kedushin, the Beizam and Aleph. Kicha, Kicham is the Ephraim, is the Makarfa Kedushay Kesef. The Gemara says in Daf Gimel, Ish is not Niknas Bechalipin. And the Aruch Haim HaKadosh is learning it that it was Nikna Bechalipin. Someone once wanted to attempt that there was two Kenias here. There was one from Ephraim and one from the Bnei Ches. One of them was with Chalipin, one with Kesef. You have to work out the details of it. Kipshuta and Shaladvarim, it's Mamasha Pella. The Baal HaTurim says something interesting. He says, Ephraim is Choser Vav. Ephron is written without a Vav, and he says without a Vav, Ephron is Gematria 400, which it is. Ephron without the Vav is Gematria 400. Same Gematria as Ayin Ra, Gematria 400. But I heard once the Taich, Ephron doesn't have a Vav. Vav means connection. Someone that's holding by Shtel and Tzut to other people, by Shtel and Tzut to Rabbi Nishlana, by having a connection, being connected in Ben Adam Lachaveira, in Ben Adam Lamokai, he has connection. Ephron, no Vav. One thing only, 400 shekel kesef. That's the whole thing. Gorged, nor the geld. He doesn't say anything. He's without the vav. That's what the alternative means. Ephraim is without the vav. He's not connected to anything. All he sees is the arba me'a shekel kesef. And it's interesting. The lashon is arba me'a shekel kesef beini uveincha mahi. There's a cute shot in the center letter of Avraham is a resh, and the center letter, the middle letter of Ephraim is also a resh. So he says beini uveincha. The letter that's between me and you is arbamis. Resh is 200. The reish by me and the reish by you, that's the 200. Now Rashi says, "Beinu vein chomai." Rashi says, "Bein shnei oyavim kamoinu." What does it mean? We're two people, two good friends. Azoy reta. There's a beautiful verse from the Imrich Haim of Vizhnitz. This is what it means: two people that love each other. Shnei oyavim. Says Azay. The emesis is an interesting masu matan. Avraham Avinu doesn't really care about money. That's not what's important to him. He's interested in the kedusha of the Maris HaMachpelah. And Ephraim. Ephraim is b'chlal not interested in the kedusha of the makom of the Maris HaMachpelah. He loves the money. So the emes, there's not even a shakel v'tari here about why they shouldn't do the mekach and why people should complain afterwards. It's two people that love what they want. Avraham Avinu only loves the Maris HaMachpelah, not the money. Ephraim loves the money, not the Maris HaMachpelah. Nu bein shnei oyavim kamoinu. I love the Maris HaMachpelah. You love the money. No, between two oyavim like that, ma'i chashuvu lachem. It's not chashuv klom. I'm not giving up on anything. You're not giving up on anything. Ablin the Metziah. Yeah, that was the first story. The Emes it's a murder because Parshas Chayisara starts off with the Kavura of Sarah, and then it brings in the next generation. It's a process, the whole story of looking for the Shidduch for Yitzchak. Now the story starts. The Parshas starts off Avram Zokein Baba Yomim VaHashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil. Hashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil. I heard what's a pshat. Bakoil means Beis. Koil. Koil is the same letters as Lech Lecha. We discussed the other week. The original Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu of Lech Lecha to leave his father and go to Eretz Yisrael says Lech Lecha. But who was then by the 10th Nisoyin, by the Akedah, the Lashon of the Pasuk, once again is Lech Lecha L'Eretz Amariah. And on both of those Nisoyinis, Avraham Avinu got 100 on the test. Lech Lecha is Gematria 100. So he was Zoicha to Beis Koil. He was Zoicha in both Bechinis. Because side of the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha, which we said is a lifetime Nisoyin of leaving everything you had, and side of the Nisoyin of Anakedah, which is a 1 minute Nisoyin, Amida ben Nisoyin in Ein Sekunder, both in Yonim, Avraham Avinu was Zoicha to Bakoil. Now Rashi says Bakoil is Gematria Ben, that he was Zoicha to a Ben. That's how Rashi knows. Hashem Berach is Avraham Bakoil, that he was Mezakim with his son. Bakoil is Gematria Ben. And Memel, he's looking for a Shidduch. If you look at the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tezayin, the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tezayin brings many pshat to what does it mean? Vashem Beirach Asavron Bakoil. Zok the Gemara. Vashem Beirach Asavron Bakoil, Rav Meir Oimer, Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. Zok, Rav Meir. Hashem Beirach Asavron Bakoil, everything, that he didn't have a daughter. Why is not having a daughter Bakoil? Why, what is not having a daughter Bakoil? Because it costs a lot of money to marry off a daughter. Having all the shlemus of the money. Emes, that's Poshep Shat. The Aruch Haim says, Hashem Beirach Asavron Bakoil. What's the connection to looking for a Shidduch for Yitzchak? Hashem Beirach Asavron Bakoil. It's a Choshev and Mishpacha, they have money also. And he has everything, he just doesn't have an Einikl. Hashem Beirach Asavron Bakoil. Now let's look for a Shidduch. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Vashem berech es Avram b'koil shehoyel loy bas. Machloek is Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Achere mayim, the Gemara continues, bas hoyel loy l'Avram u'bakoil shema. Her name was Bakoil. Ibn Ezra brings this plan. He says, like the pasuk should have said, Vashem berech es Avram b'bakoil. Her name wasn't Koil, her name was Bakoil. Vashem berech es Avram b'bakoil. As I fracked Ibn Ezra. So you have this machlekes of Avram Avinu had a daughter or didn't have a daughter. So I had a shayla like this. Either way, the pasuk is opening up with a statement, Hashem berech es Avram b'koil. Oh, and now we're looking for a shidduch. What's the connection? So I wanted to say a dvar chiddush. A shtikul l'cheshbi. According to Rav Meir, Hashem berech es Avram b'koil that he didn't have a daughter. Why is that a connection to the hemshuch of the psukim? Zogeh chazeh. Hashem berech es Avram b'koil that he didn't have a daughter. Because if he would have had a daughter, if Avram Avinu would have had a daughter, then Yitzchak could marry that daughter. Yitzchak could marry that daughter. And then he doesn't have to look for a shidduch. What's the problem? Yitzchak could marry that daughter. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Hashem berech es Avram b'koil that he didn't have a daughter. Since he didn't have a daughter, he has to find a shidduch somewhere from a good mishpacha. He has to go searching. So the Olam is going to ask, how could Yitzchak marry his own sister? So tell you something. Toysis and Baba Basra, of Kuf Mem Aleph, brings the other man the Omer, that Hashem Berech has Avram Bakoil that he did have a daughter. And Toysis asks the Kasha. Toysis asks, if Avram Avinu had a daughter, so why didn't Yitzchak marry her? Why does Yitzchak have to go look for a shidduch, letting Yitzchak marry her? As I frek Toysis. And what does Toysis answer? Toysis doesn't answer it's Osir Bakoil. I don't know, it doesn't answer that. Toysis says either this, she was too young. There's this. Rivka was 3 years old. This Baka was 2 years old. That's the Teretz of Toysis. The emes is that Toysis in four places in Shas and also in Chumash, Toysis Hashit is that Rivka was 14, not 3. There's a whole machlokes. Toysis in this Baba Basra is also going with Shaktosi, that Rivka was 14 and Baka was too young. Another Teretz is that Baka was the daughter from Hogar and he didn't want to make a Shidduch with Bas Hogar. Oh, but it's Meduyik in this place is that if he would have had a daughter who was a little bit older and was the daughter of Sarah, he would make a Shidduch with Yitzchak. So I can say my pshat that Hashem Berech has Avram Bakol that he didn't have a daughter and that's why he's looking for a Shidduch. Why didn't Avram Avinu look for a Shidduch for himself? It's a big machlekes. Are you Yoytze Pru Revu? You need a Ben and a Bas. So if Hashem Berech has Avram Bakol means that he did have a daughter, so it's very gishmak. Hashem Berech has Avram Bakol that he has a daughter. So he doesn't need a Shidduch for himself because he already has a son and a daughter. So he's looking for Shidduch for Yitzchak. But if it's Hashem Berech HaSavram HaKol that he didn't have a daughter, why didn't he get married? More than that, Avram Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael at the age of 75. He waited 10 years and didn't have children, because the Gemara says in Yevamos that in Eretz Yisrael, maybe the schus of Eretz Yisrael will give you a child. He waited 10 more years in Eretz Yisrael, then he married Hagar, and a year later, at the age of 86, had Yishmael. So he had a son. And now he's 86 and he still doesn't have a daughter. And according to Tosfos, that this daughter that he finally did have is only 3 years old. That means he didn't have her until he was 130 something, yeah? So that's not. He wasn't. Why didn't he get married before? Unless we're going to go before Ma'an Toiri, Yoytze, just with a son. It's not Ma'akev to have a daughter. Kenzai. There's an interesting Pshan in the Chasam Sofer. What? No, but Avram Avinu kept all the mitzvahs. You're saying Avram Avinu kept all the mitzvahs.
Two sons.
Like Beishama. Two sons. Ki bi Yitzchak. Well, I call Yitzchak. Yeah, but Kenzai. Because Yishmol. Like Beisil, you need a ben and a bas. Although there's an interesting thing. I saw the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, the Ksav Sofer adds to it. We saw it as a machlokes. One pshat is that he didn't have a daughter. One pshat is that he did. So the Ksav Sofer, they're not arguing. Avram Avinu had a daughter and she died young. And Reb Meir was stressing the fact that he didn't have the daughter. Reb Yehuda was stressing the fact that he did. But what was the purpose of this daughter? The Litzani Hador was saying that Avimelech Nesavrusar. Because Avram is too old. Avram Avinu afterwards had another daughter. The purpose of this daughter was to show, that's what Rashi says, Hashem Berech Avram Bakoil, Rashi says Gematria Ben. Gematria Ben. Because the daughter Bakoil was the simin on Yitzchak. Azoy, they were saying that Yitzchak is Sarah's son, but it's from Avimelech. The Bakoil, the daughter Bakoil, was the simin on the ben to show that Yitzchak was Taka Ben Avraham and not from Avimelech. B'chol Eifin, he's looking for a shidduch, so it says, Vayomer Avraham al Avdoi Zakan Beisoi. Who is this? This is Eliezer Eved Avraham. There's a Meisel once with the Sanz Kleisenberger Rebbe. He was talking about Eliezer, because it's complex who Eliezer is. On one hand, he's Doilu Mashke Mitoiris Rabbi. He's on a very high Madrega. On the other hand, Avraham Avinu Lehedi doesn't want to do a Shidduch with him. Ein Orem is Dabit Babaruch. According to some Midrashim, Eliezer Eved Avraham was Oig Melech HaBoshon. There's even a Medrash that Avraham Avinu once screamed at him and his tooth fell out, and Avraham Avinu made a cheer out of the tooth. That's how big he was. So, but the Kleisenberg Rebbe was once talking about Avram, and his mahalach was, he was teaching up that Avadi, he was Eved Avram, he took over certain things, but Lamais, on the other hand, he said he was a faker, and Toichat Dvorim, the Nusach was, when he said in the Chumash, he said, he didn't even have a beard. It's a chemach, he took a fake beard, he pasted on a beard. So one of the Hasidim told the Rebbe, he says, I'm a first Rashi. Rashi says, Zakan Veisoy, Mephisha Hudavuk Nokud Zakan. Now, Rashi is about the Dikta Rashi to explain why it says Zakan and not Zakon, but that's what the Ma'aseh. Fishu Davuk Noked Zakon says Nachsteitach in Rashi. So Eliezer Eben Avram is going as a shlichus, and it's a pella. L'chayr he was a shlich to do kedushin, not nesu. When he was a shlich to do kedushin, and it's even brought down, he takes asara gmalim migmali adoinov. The Chizkuni says that he's taking Asara Gemalim because you need a minion. The Gemalim, not the Gemalim, the Gemalim come with Roichve Gemalim. The Roichve Gemalim are the 10 people you need for the minion, for the Birchus Erison. And he's coming to do Shlichus. Bemis it's a Pella. Avraham Avinu forces Eliezer to make a Shavua. Why does he have to make a Shavua? Let him just make a Tanai in the Shlichus, that I'm only giving you a Shlichus to be Makadish from who I say. What does he have to make? He says, don't go to the Bameis Kanani, don't take from you. Why does he have to make it with a shvuah? Let him just make it tonight in the kedushin. The Cholifin Eliezer Eved Avram has kvitzas haderech. The Chasam Sofer writes that the reason he had kvitzas haderech is because Rivka, he goes with Rashi, that Rivka was 3 years old, not like Tosfos that she was 14. And he says that it was Rivka's birthday that day. And the Giyoyris Shin is Geyer, Pachas Migimel, you're allowed to be Megayer and even marry Yitzchak is the Bechin of a Korban, a Koyin, not Pasha. But therefore, he had to get there in time. He had to get there in time before her third birthday. That's why he had Kvitzas Haderech. And that's why later on they say, let her stay for a few days. And they were checking. He says, yeah, anyway, he's going to have Kvitzas Haderech. He'll go back. What's the rush? He said, no, the Kvitzas Haderech was only in one direction. It was only Hashem Etzliach Darki that I should make it in time before her third birthday. But anyways, he's standing there and he says, Hakrin Alefani Hayon. He starts diving to the Rabbanu Shloim that it should be Nizdam in the right one. There's a Gemara in Tainus. That's Dalid. The Gemara says, Shloisha Shalu Shaloi Kahoigin, the Eluhein. Eliezer Eved Avram, Shol, Ben Kish, Yiftach HaGaloli. There were three people that asked the Bakasha, and it wasn't really Kahoigin. They took a risk. Lishnayim Heshivua Kahoigin, and Le'echad Heshiv Shaloi Kahoigin. Shaloi Kahoigin Avada was Yiftach. He said, whatever comes out first is going to be a carbon, and his daughter came out first. But by Avasuk, by Eliezer, it says, V'hoi Hanayar Shin Toymar Hati No Kadech. So the Gemara says, he's taking a risk. Yochel afilu chigeres v'suma. It could be without a foot. It could be blind. It could be a balabala smooth. But it was Nenneke Huygen that Rivka came out. The interesting thing is the third person in the Gemara is Shaul ben Kish. Shaul ben Kish promises whoever is able to be matzliach to kill Goliath, Yakenu Yashirenu Hamelach Oishu Gadol. And Zok the Gemara, that's Shaloike Huygen. Yochel afilu evedo imamzer. He doesn't know who's going to be. It could be an Eved or a Mamzer, someone without the Yehus. And it was Nizdam and Leidovit. So Tosfos already Afanor asks, the Rishonim they still. By Eliezer and Shaul both took a risk, and there was Nizdam and the right guy, the right person. Why by Rivka and by Eliezer did the Gemara Rivka is, what was the Shaloika Hagen? Maybe it's going to be a Chigeres Vesuma, maybe this will be a Balas Mum. Why don't you say the same thing? Maybe she'll be a Mamzeres or a Shivcha. By Shaul, the Gemara stelled on Yichus. That Shaul took a risk. He said, whoever kills the guy is going to get to come to aid him from the king. After the Gemara, the problem is Yichus. Why there it stresses Yichus and here it stresses. So Tais says, by Isha, Elul Yoifi. Also, Tais has a different child. He says, how could it be a Cheshash? It's going to be a Chigeres Vesuma. He can check before. I mean, she's going to be bringing the water. He'll see if she sees what she's doing. You know? So Tais says, no, Chigeres could mean maybe she has a fake leg that you don't know. You don't know. There's a whole tshuva in the Marsham. A person went out on a shidduch and they met for a few times. and it was nisvar afterwards. They made a tnoi, and it was nisvar afterwards that the chosin has a wooden leg. So and there was an idin. Is that a mekach torah? She knows. You met him. You know. Tosfos goes into what's considered that you should have known, you shouldn't have known. They say over that Rav Aaron Kotler and Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, his shver, had a vikuach. Because Rav Aaron was short, it was a vikuach if a bochur could go out and put on special kind of shoes that make him look taller. As a kletzkalach hazah, that it makes him look taller. And she doesn't know, but you might see. So I forgot who said what, but the vikuach was, on one hand, no, he can go like that. On the other hand, it's fakert. The girl's going to say, he's kind of short. But Lamai said, after we get married, I could always make him put on these kletzkalach hazah, look a little bit taller. There's duck and sveidinim in there. So Eliezer, Lemaisa, trefsich with Rivka, and then Lovin comes running. And Lovin says, V'anoichi pinisi habayit. He comes running, he says, don't worry, I emptied out the house. I cleaned out the house. How did he clean out the house? He was just there, he's lying. The house is full of avodah zarah. How do you clean it out? He says, don't worry, everything is good. Pinisi avodah zarah. I heard Lizard Patty he did bitl avodah zarah. He did bitl. He said, bepeh, mevatl. Mevatl avodah zarah. So they bring him there, and Eliezer says, "Loi oichal adam dibarti devorai." I can't eat. They said, "Let's sell a suit." He says, "No, I can't eat." So what's Takid of Pshat? I saw a few interesting Pshat. The one Pshat is he's saying, "You're not allowed to eat before a mitzvah. You're not allowed to eat before tefillin, lulav, davening. You're not allowed to eat before." He said, "I have a mitzvah. I have a tzivui from Avram. I can't eat before I do the mitzvah." Another Pshat is there's a special thing we know that a chosin and a kala are supposed to fast the day of the chuppah. Now, one shot is because of, it's brought down in the Beis Shmuel and the Poiskim in Ebenezer and Simon Zamachalach. One shot is because it's a Yom Kapara, Chosin Daim Melamelech, it's Nimchalei Avoynisov. Nimchalei Avoynisov, the Kala also Pashtis, and therefore there's any to fast for Kapara. But there's another shot, the reason is because you should be, you shouldn't get shikr, so you should be Bidas when you're doing the Kedushin. If a father's marrying off a daughter, or a Shliach is doing a Kedushin, then the shliach, or the father, shouldn't eat anything. That's what he was saying. I'm a shliach for Kedushin. I'm a shliach for Kedushin. That's why he didn't eat. And that's why Besuel, it's a mod nezach, right? They tried to poison him, and then the malach came and switched the food. How did Besuel get poisoned? Besuel is the Avi HaKala. She's 3 years old, according to Rashi. Like Taisa, she's 14, but according to Rashi, she's 3. He's doing the Kedushin. So I always thought, the was Yatzach Kemach, yeah, he's fasting. But my center and tish, he was stealing from the Suda, he said. But that could be the reason why he wasn't eating. But I heard once a different shot. The Emes says, a shayla, how could Eliezer be a shliach? He's an Eved. And Emes, it's a big shayla, how could an Eved be a shliach for the Kedushin? The Emes, some say it's right. The Rimagash and Gittin, Dav Chavdali, that only a shliach, like Kabbalah, an Eved can't be, but an Eved could be a shliach, Lailacha. Yesh Bezeh. I heard once a shot that Eliezer was given a shtar shikhar al tnai. And he was told, if you Taka find the right shidduch, so then Taka, the shikhr will be chal, and maybe you'll be able to make the kedushin. So Eliezer's telling him, he says, I can't eat now because I don't know what my status is. You know, an Eved is not supposed to make a mezumin, tzazam, and a suda with other people. So Eliezer says, I can't eat now because I have to first have the masu matan of the shidduch. I don't know what my status is. I don't know if I'm an Eved or a meshukhr. I'm only going to find out if we cut the deal over here, then I'm going to know what my status is. So I can't eat until we work this out. I saw it's a cute shot, interesting. It says, V'ovi hayoin, and Rashi, the famous Rashi, Yofes sichosen shel avdi ovis, yoisim mitirasen shel bonim. So I heard a pshat, sichosen shel avdi ovis means tefillah. Ain't sicho ela tefillah. So I heard, it's a murder because the Torah is so marach with the story, exactly what happened. And not only is the Torah marach, there's a chazara. Eliezer says the whole story again, psukim and psukim. That's what it means, yofes sichosen shel avdi ovis. Some goofy Torah, mamish claim in a diak, litzra, a halb mesechti yavamos. It's also Rebbe. Oh, maybe Sivet Aganza does. And here, mamish. So the pshat is, it's tefillah. And Eliezer Be'etzim is coming when he's saying, that when the story happens the first time, it's tefillah. When he's saying it again, it's chazaras hashatz. And that's what happened. He finally comes after the whole first version of the story, and they say, okay, let's eat now. He said, no, chazaras hashatz. So they say, Daber, it's murder. He says, Lo yuchal adam dibarti dvar. So they say, Daber, which means, okay, mach shnel. So he answers back, no, Eved Avram, I'm like, Daber, because there was a shot. Take our time, we say, Pechavona. Hazoyed mitzeld geld. Yeah, you know, lot, lot. Even the rabbi, the chazor is a shatz hazoyed. Is hazoyed going to be of a melech oifim? Near the end of the parsha, when Eliezer is bringing her back, Batisa Rivka Seinev, Vateras Yitzchok, Yitzchok, Vateras Yitzchok was Suach Basad, the Vaitan, Tfilos Mincha. Batisa Rivka Seinev, Vateras Yitzchok, Vatipo Me'ala Gomel. I heard an interesting pshat. It's Mavor in certain Midrashim, it says Yitzchok Bomi Be'er Lachai Roi, Be'emes Yitzchok, where was Yitzchok? Yitzchok after the Akedah, we don't see him. He wasn't by his mother's Levi. He's not by his half sister's Levaya. He's not by Terach's Levaya. He's not there. He went up to Shemayim. And he's coming back down now. And it's before in the Medrash that he came down. When you're coming down from Shemayim, he came down upside down. And Rivka saw that she had a big behola. Because she saw his madrega, or whatever that means, that he's coming down like that. She says, I'm not holding by that. So Vatipo, this I heard interesting, Vatipo me'ala gomel. She fell off the gomel, she turned herself also upside down. Because in a shidduch, you have to know how to put yourself into the perspective of the other side. Right? You have to know how to be mita'emet. So that was the Vatipo, that it should be able to, and then Takah, yeah, Yitzchak, and Takah was a, it was the same milus that was by Sarah, it was by Rivka. You have at the end of the parsha by Yosef Avram by Yikach Isha Ushmo Keturah. It's a machloikis in Chazal. The Rishonim bring it ready, but it's Memes, it's a Gemara in Zvochim. It's a machloikis whether Keturah is Hagar or Keturah is a different Isha. Either way, he has new children from new half brothers to Avram. The pastors, I don't know exactly, but this is Japan, Korea, North Korea, South Korea. China, all the he sent them far away. Arzav and Ekedem. There's a big sugya. Lamaisa Bnei Keturah are Bnei Avram. They're from Avram. The Gemara's Mavur in Sanhedrin that Bnei Keturah are Chayiv and Mila. The Gemara learns out. Aber it's Yedua, the Shagas Aryeh. In the Mitzvah Chinuch and a lot of other ones, they learn that about the Chiyuv Mila of Bnei Keturah is not the same darg as the Chiyuv Mila of a real Ben Yisrael. The Ikur, the Shagas Aryeh brings a riot. The Gemara says in the Dorm, the Mishnah says in the Dorm, Hanoider min Hamehulim is Asr on all Yidden, even Arelim, and Mutter to all Goyim, even if they're Mohol, because a Goy Bechetz is called Arel, a Yid Bechetz is called Mohol, and who are they Fakir? Hanoider min Arelim is also on all Goyim, even if they're Mohol, and Mutter to all Yidden, even if they're Arelim. The Mahus of Oral and Mohol. It doesn't say Chutz mi Bnei Keturah. So the Shagas Aryeh already explains because the Bnei Keturah don't have Priya, and since they don't have Priya, so it's not that Darga of Mohol that we're talking about. And it's Nishvayetz, but there's Taka Big Arichas Sai in the Shagas Aryeh there, in Simon Samach and Sai in the Mechaz Chinuch and Mitzvah Beis by Mila, all the Gedorim of Chiyuv Mila's Bnei Keturah, if it's a Chiyuv on the father, Chiyuv on the son, by Avodim. It's a very ganze noise. Good.